We'll get it. We'll get it. Hello, and welcome to the very first PDX Game Show podcast. I am Professor Dave, and I am very lucky to be joined in the studio with the hostess with the mostest, Miss Polly Pospisil. What's happening, Polly?
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
It is going well. Thank you very much. It's an exciting time for sure. So, Polly, what exactly is this PDX Game Show? What are we trying to do here?
Well, Dave, we're going to pull from our years of experience and we're going to have a podcast that's filled with riddles and puzzles and games of all kinds for everyone to play along together with us.
Awesome. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great, Dave. We've got a lot of experience between us and, we live and breathe these games. So we'll be doing that every week and we'll have some fun, new and exciting riddles and puzzles and games.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. So what got you excited about games? I mean, as a little girl or growing up, I mean, I know we're both sort of in the biz, so to speak, but why do games excite you, Polly?
Well, you know, I always like to play with myself, but once in a while, once in a while, Dave, there was an opportunity to play with other people, and that came every Saturday night. As a family, we would play a trivia game together, and it was a trivia game that we played over the air. It was a radio game, and the host would play clips from these songs from the 50s and 60s, and as a team, we'd have to try and identify the name of the song and the name of the artist. And for those of you out there who are younger, this was before the days of the internet, and in order to find this information, you really had to know your music, or you had to have these encyclopedias of music knowledge, and those were hard to come by, but we'd use those from time to time. So it was a call-in show. We would listen to the questions and listen to the clips, and we'd call in with our answers, and we'd be up for prizes, and they would collect our points, and at the end of the month, every month, you'd be up for prizes if you were one of the first place teams.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
I've always been interested in games. Growing up, my dad was always into puzzles and things like that, you know, like the horseshoe and the ring, the physical puzzles and that kind of stuff. When I got into my teenage years, I must say that, yes, I was nerd boy. The Dungeons & Dragons, the role-playing games, not to mention, and not a little influenced by choose-your-own-adventure books. Those, to me, really opened my mind about, you know, that, oh, things don't have to be linear, that games are can be all sorts of things in all forms. And just really since then, I've always just enjoyed games and playing with other people.
Yes, that's good. I think it's a good point to note that games aren't always linear and games can be anything. And we'll have some examples of that here in our game show every week.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, why not just start it off with a game, you know,
since all right.
This is what we're going to be doing. I just want to let everybody else know that throughout